Today on Gardening in a Minute, living fences. Living fences are an attractive, long-lived, and low-maintenance alternative to traditional fences. Try a wall of climbing roses, a hedge of viburnums, or a row of crepe myrtles. Living fences offer many benefits. They can form a physical or visual barrier, give shade, and act as a wind block. They can also be a great home for birds and other wildlife. Choose shrubs, trees, or climbing plants that have the form and texture that are pleasing to you. Make sure you check the potential size of plants so that you know they'll fit in your space. Pruning may be necessary to contain your living fence and keep the shape you want. Plant a living fence, and you'll be able to enjoy privacy and so much more. For more information about living fences and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, orchid diseases. Orchids that are suffering from a disease may show symptoms like streaks, blotches, or even crinkling of their leaves, roots, or flowers. If you suspect a problem, the first step is always to isolate sick plants so that the pathogen can't spread to healthy plants. With some diseases, you can remove the affected tissue with a clean knife and then treat the orchid with an appropriate bactericide or fungicide. In other situations, the best strategy is to dispose of the infected plants. Cut down on future disease problems by creating a healthy growing environment and practicing good sanitation. Provide good air movement, avoid getting the foliage and flowers wet, and always use clean tools when transplanting and propagating your orchids. For more information about orchids and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden projects for kids. Gardening can be fun for the whole family, and there are plenty of projects you can do with your kids that will instill a love for gardening. Let your kids help when you plant seeds. Children love watching the little plants grow into beautiful flowers and tasty vegetables. Butterfly gardens are always a big hit with kids. As you choose plants together, you can teach them about larval and nectar plants and talk about the benefits of insects. Later, you'll watch butterflies flock to the flowers. Build a bird feeder or create a toad house. Kids like feeling handy and will get a kick out of watching for creatures that take advantage of their handiwork. You can also build a bean teepee together for them to use as a fort. For more information about gardening with kids and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, aphids. Aphids or plant lice may infest almost any plant, especially roses and crepe myrtles. Aphids are soft-bodied, pear-shaped insects less than 1/8 of an inch long. They're usually green, but can also be black, yellow, or even blue. Aphids have piercing, sucking mouthparts and cause damage by feeding on plant juices. They love new growth and can be found throughout the year. Inspect your plants weekly for aphids. Clues can include a black coating on the leaves called sooty mold, curling leaves, or damaged flower buds. The insects themselves are often found on stems or the undersides of leaves. A forceful stream of water may be enough to control aphids. If an insecticide is needed, try using a horticultural oil or insecticidal soap first. Several systemic pesticide products are also available. For more information about aphids and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida-friendly landscaping, principle number 6, manage yard pests responsibly. Pesticides are not always as necessary as people believe. Healthy plants can often tolerate pest attacks, and beneficial insects, birds, and other natural controls can help suppress insect pests. To minimize problems, choose healthy, pest-resistant plants for your landscape and use them in the right place. Scout your landscape often to detect pest problems early. Pick off insects by hand and remove infected areas of the plant. If you must use a pesticide, use insecticidal soaps, horticultural oils, and other low-toxicity products like BT. Remember to only treat the affected plants and to follow all label instructions. By managing yard pests responsibly, you'll reduce your impact in the environment. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.